baptized. Yeah. So they went to see that. And then on Monday, Wendy and Joyce will be joining them. They're going to a conference there in Louisiana. So I get the honor of hanging out with y'all this morning. Isn't that exciting? So when Damon asked me probably a couple weeks or maybe months ago, he said, would you want to share on Mother's Day? And it seems like it's becoming kind of a tradition. I think I spoke last year and the year before that, and my answer is always absolutely. Well, I always get a little bit nervous because he likes to give me a, this is what you're going to talk about. And I hate that, and y'all know I hate that. So we're right in the middle of a series. This is week 4. And the message series we've been talking about is Get the Word Out. So week 1, Damon talked about Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. So we learned that week that the word of God is very, very important. It really is the best tool as a believer that we could have. It guides us, it leads us, it does everything for us. And so as believers, it's important that we get the Word of God in us so that we can minister to others. Week 2, we talked about whistle while you work, and that was 2 Timothy 3:16, 17. It says, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. And he chose that because actually the Saturday before, we actually were able to go out on the river. We handled that. We handed water bottles and whistles, and we were able to do that because the Word of God had equipped us to do the work of the ministry. And so we were able to minister to others and pray with others, and it was just a beautiful thing. Last week, we talked about smoky bones, and a lot of people got excited because they actually gave out certificates to, what's the name of it? Huh? Smoke Fried. So whoever got those, hopefully they enjoyed those this week. And the scripture from that was Jeremiah 29. But if I say I'll never mention the Lord or speak in his name, his word burns in my heart like a fire. It's like a fire in my bones. I'm worn out trying to hold it in. I can't do it. So Damon was really trying to encourage us to get the word out in this scripture. We want to be so passionate about the Word of God that smoke starts to come out of us because we just cannot hold the Scripture in anymore. We can't contain it. And so that was week 3. Week 4 is, hey, it's today. And so the Scripture we're going to be talking about is Romans 10:15. If y'all want to, and I have no idea how this looks because Damon did it for me. But yeah, there we go. Romans 10:15, how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? That is why the scripture says, how beautiful are the feet of messengers who bring good news. Isaiah 52:7, how beautiful on the mountain are the feet of the messenger who brings good news. The good news of peace and salvation, the news that God of Israel reigns. So today, we're going to talk about beautiful feet. And I sent out a little Facebook question this week, and I said, when you hear the word feet, what is the first thing you think about? Well, I got such a wide array of answers. The more spiritual people were like, to do the work of the Lord, to be motivated, to move forward, stand-up, action, what else? Just really spiritual, okay? Some people thought about their children, little feet, little pitter-patter, things like that, okay? Some people thought about self, pedicure. There's a lot of pedicure people, okay? Well, those were women answers. And yes, we love our pedicures. We're not going to lie. We like them a lot. And then there were some that were more, I guess, kind of my train of thought. We thought about pain. We thought about stinky. We thought about achy. We thought about Parmesan cheese. Go, Mike. You're so gross. They're tired. They're hard. Da, 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 da. Okay? So that was all your answers. And I thought it was quite fun just kind of hearing. But being that I work in the medical field, I don't know who knows this or what, but I'm an ultrasound tech. And when y'all hear that, the first thing y'all are going to think about, oh, babies. No, I don't do ultrasound on babies, pregnant women. I do ultrasound on cardiovascular, the heart and the vascular system. So when I think of feet, is that picture there? That's what I see. And y'all think, people's feet really do look like this. And I get to do this like 8 o'clock in the morning. They're like, I'm so sorry I couldn't cut my nails. I couldn't reach my feet. So sorry I couldn't take a bath today. We didn't have any water. So sorry I had to feed the chickens this morning and I stepped in the chicken poop. I'm so sorry. So when I hear the word feet, I don't really get super excited. But it's my job. I do it every day, and I smell a lot of stinky feet. It's just the way it is. So when y'all were giving me these spiritual answers, I was like, wow, y'all are just way ahead of me because I think of this. Scary. So I never thought of my feet as beautiful. Has anyone ever thought of their feet as beautiful? Ruth? Greg? Okay, I have never thought of my feet as beautiful. Okay, as a child, I had this little weird thing, and I guess that's where Aiden gets it from. So the socks could not crinkle in my shoe. They just couldn't. I mean, I would have a total meltdown. So I would pull my socks as tight as I could and stick on my shoes. And I did that for years. And I would do it so much so that I would bust out the end of the sock. I would pull it, and I would just go straight through because I didn't want that wrinkle there. I did this for years and years and years to the fact that my toes grew kind of scrunched up. So when I met Damon, my feet were definitely not something that attracted him. He was quick to say how ugly my feet were. So as a woman, because we don't think of our feet as something that is beautiful, we do what? We get pedicures. We get a lot of pedicures. And I'm not just talking about ladies. Our men, they get pedicures too. And you'll probably never see my feet without nail polish because I'm kind of a little bit weird about my ugly feet. So I like to keep them all nice and beautiful. Okay, so today we're going to talk about pedicures. And for those of you that have experience with pedicures, y'all are going to really enjoy this. And you're thinking, how is a pedicure spiritual? Okay, well, the scripture talks about how beautiful are the feet of messengers who bring good news. So God, when he talks about our feet, he doesn't talk about the physical appearance. He's talking about what are your feet doing? Where are they going? And if anyone, even those stanky looking feet y'all saw up there, they are also called beautiful if they are carrying the message of Christ. And that's what this whole message series is about, getting the word out, telling people about Jesus, sharing the good news, okay? I don't know about you, but I'm super excited to know that for once in my life, my feet could actually be called beautiful. And so we're going to talk about how can we get our feet ready to be beautiful. Sometimes our feet lead us one way, and sometimes our feet lead us the other way. And I think we can all honestly say that our feet do not always lead us to the righteousness of God. They don't always lead us to the good areas. They lead us to the bad areas as well. Some feet lead us to trouble and strife and heartache. Isaiah 59, 7 through 8 says, "Their feet run to do evil, and they rush to commit murder. They think only about sinning. Misery and destruction always follow them. They don't know where to find peace or what it means to be just and good. They have mapped out crooked roads, and no one who follows them knows a moment's peace." Look at your feet today. Would you describe your feet as feet that run towards what they just talked about? Troubles, murder, destruction. Are there people following your feet? It says that people that follow them, they don't know a moment's peace. And it's true. People that run towards these things, they live a life of chaos, drama. They're like, you know, I call them the drama queens. They're not happy unless their feet are full of poop because they always up in the mess, you know? And so God looks at feet as something that's very spiritual. And like I said, I've never really thought of my feet in that manner. But if we look at our feet today as something that is spiritual, we want to put our feet in a path that is the right path. Our feet take us places. There's no doubt about it. Without your feet, it's really hard to get around, okay? Your feet are kind of like your balance. They're your stability when you stand up. If you're missing your big toe, a lot of times that causes a lot of instability because your big toe is like the ground wire. You know, it grounds you. And so our feet are our foundation. They keep us steady. And so feet are very important. Without them, it's very hard to get around, okay? It enables, you know, to some degree, people that do not have feet at all, it would enable them to walk around and do what they need to do on a daily basis. So feet are designed for stability and for movement and to travel. And so what God is saying is that he has given us these feet to share the good news. And a lot of people aren't using our feet for that. Unfortunately, we use our feet for many things, but never once do we think about sharing the good news. And so we're going to talk about how can we get our feet ready? How can we get our feet beautiful? We all need a spiritual pedicure, okay? All of you that love pedicures, well, today, here you go. You're going to get yourself one. It's going to be a spiritual pedicure, okay? So I'm going to talk about, and I don't even know how many it is, 1, 2, 3, 5 points that are going to get our feet ready to be messengers of Jesus. So number one, and if y'all are doing your little notes, it's cleanser is number one, okay? So everyone that's ever had the experience of a pedicure, what's the first thing they do? You walk in, pedicure. And they get the water going, and then they put some type of cleansing agent in the water, right? Because guess what? Your feet stank, and they don't want to smell it. So they're going to get your feet in the soap, get them smelling good. Sometimes you sit there, and your feet are almost rotting away or wilting away because they're so busy, but it makes you feel like they're doing something if they get you in the chair and get you in the water. Am I right? Yes, you can sit there a very long time. Okay, so we put our little feet, we're soaking our little feet, we're getting them clean. A lot of people say, how can I tell people about Jesus when I'm so dirty? Okay, we all need a spiritual cleansing. We all need to be washed of the impurities that have collected on our travels. Here, there, and yonder. We live in Florida. Most people, we wear flip-flops. Your feet get nasty. you pick up stuff as you travel to the grocery store, as you travel to church, wherever you are, your feet get yuck. Well, it's the same way in our spiritual walk. We go places we shouldn't go. We walk to things we shouldn't do. And so therefore, our feet get dirty. And so they need a good old cleansing. 1 John 1:9 says, "But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness." 1 John 1:9. I would love to get a pedicure every day. I really would. You're looking at, if the month has 30 days, you leave a little tip, yada, yada, yada. So probably about $850 a month. Y'all, who can afford that? Nobody. But guess what? A spiritual pedicure is free because Jesus paid it all already. It don't cost you a thing. So you can just lay back and relax and just confess your sins to him daily, daily. And he will cleanse you of those impurities. So that way, when you are ready to tell someone about Jesus, you don't feel dirty. You don't feel inadequate. You feel cleansed by the blood of Jesus. So step one to your spiritual pedicure, get it clean, okay? Confess, 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 confess. Number two is cut. The second thing they do when you get your pedicure is you cut the nail. You want to cut the nail? Yes, I want you to cut my nails. You long, you short, what you want? So they cut your nails. They also cut all the little skin around and get it all nice and beautiful, correct? Okay, so we as people have hardened our hearts. We have hardened our hearts against other people. But most of all, we have hardened our hearts against God. And you don't really think that your heart is hard. But when's the last time that you shared the good news? When's the last time you've done something really special and great for someone else? Our hearts are hardened, just like our feet, where we get calluses and they crack and all this nasty stuff. You need to take care of that. You need to take care of the hardness in your heart. Deuteronomy 36 says, "The Lord your God will change your heart in the hearts of all your descendants so that you will love him with all your heart and soul, and so you may live." If we don't allow God to cut away at these things, they will grow out of control. Them nasty feet with them nasty nails, they was out of control. They hadn't seen the pedicure shop in a long time. Long. They can't see their feet. It's been long. And so you're all walking around some area in your heart that is hard, that is calloused, that is just in need of a little spiritual cutting. Jesus needs to cut away all those things. We don't want to let it get out of control. You have it hidden somewhere. We hide places on our body that we don't want people to see. Some people really do hate their feet, and they don't wear flip-flops, and they don't wear sandals because they don't want people to see their feet. Well, it's the same thing with the hardened things of our heart. We hide them so that people don't see them. And so God is saying today, you need to reveal that and get that taken care of. Get that cut away. Number three is moisturize. So they moisturize the feet. They rub the feet. They rub the legs. They massage you. It's the best thing ever if you have a good one. If they're not too good, they just tap it. And ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, that feels great. Or if you have one that really works in there and gets in those cracks and creases and really moisturizes your feet. Okay? So once you've cut away all the dead stuff, you have areas on your feet now that are open, that are, they're ready to absorb the moisturizer that is being applied, okay? So God is ready to soften your heart. He's ready to moisturize your heart. So once you get, today, once you get all that hard stuff that you've built around your heart, He's able to come in there and moisturize it, to soften it. Zechariah 7, 9 through 10, it says, "This is what the Lord of heaven's armies say. Judge fairly and show mercy and kindness to one another. Do not oppress widows, orphans, foreigners, and the poor, and do not scheme against each other." We don't want our Christian walk to become dry and brittle. We want to care for others. We want to love others. And sometimes it's going to take that moisturizer from God to give you that compassion for others. There are some people in your life that as soon as you see them, as soon as you even think you smell their presence, you become hard. And God needs to soften you in those areas. He needs to be able to moisturize you and take care of you. So today, allow him to do that. Number four, base coat, foundation. You pick your color? You pick your color. What color? So you go and you pick your color. Okay. And they apply this to your nail. Okay, this is your foundation. This is where it all starts, okay? So sometimes you put two colors, sometimes three colors, whatever the case may be. So you need a foundation. I don't know about you, but when my nail polish don't stay on long, it's not a good pedicure. I done cut you off the list. I ain't going back because the paint on the toes staying a long time tells you you got a good pedicure. Am I telling the truth or what? Yes. And so I ain't going back. You give me some messed up toes in a week. I want them things looking good for a long time. So you need a good foundation. What is our foundation in the Christian walk? What's our good foundation? Where do we get our foundation from? The Word of God. This is by far the best nail polish you will ever, ever, ever get. It never wears out. It never cracks. It never chips. It never fades. It never goes away. It's forever. It's for eternal. This is your foundation. When you're struggling, when you're miserable, when you're lost, when you can't find your way, you have to turn to the Word of God because it is your foundation. Without the Word of God, you have nothing to stand on. You will sink. You will fall flat on your face. You will not succeed unless you have a good foundation. That is the Word of God. Draw near to it. Learn it. Okay? A lot of people use the excuse, well, I really don't know Scripture, so I'm not going to share. I'm not going to share the Word of God. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Hello. It don't take much to share the message, to share the good news. Stop using that as an excuse. Okay? Stop using it as an excuse, but use it as an excuse to motivate you to get in the Word, to learn the Word, so that when God gives you opportunity to share your faith, you're equipped, you're ready, you're fortified, okay? The scripture from Psalms 119:11 says, we need to start with a good foundation, and what is better than the Word of God? I have hidden your Word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Bam. There it is. You have the Word of God in your heart. It's your power source. It's what equips you. It's what propels you forward to share the good news. It is your foundation. Okay? Number five is your top coat. It's the clear stuff that they put on top of your toenails that makes it nice and shiny, okay? You don't want to look down there and see dullness. You want it to shine. You want everybody to see your pretty toes. You want everybody to see. Look, 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 look at my toes. Look what I got. It's beautiful and shiny. They're not shiny. Doesn't look right, right? Okay? It's bad. I ain't going back. You cut off. You ain't getting my $25. Ain't happening. Matthew 5:16 says, "In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father." Shine, believers. Shine. Let your light shine. Okay? You can share the Word of God to people and then turn around and react to the person at the cash register in an ugly manner, and guess what? You have just cut off whatever you just did, okay? Shine as a believer. Shine in your decisions. Shine in the way you react to situations, okay? Be a light in the midst of the darkness. There's plenty of people. They are professional whiners, complainers. I have those patients all the time. You just want to spray them with some shine. I mean, ugly. I went to get a patient Friday, and I was running late. I was behind schedule, which usually never happens, but my boss called me upstairs to get some help on this worksheet that we're redoing, and so I was 15 minutes late, and I went out into the lobby, and I said, "Mr. So-and-so," and he did this. "Why the blankety blank are you 15 minutes late?" And I said, "Jesus loves you." I'm like, "I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I was really busy. I apologize." And he just went on and on about management and how disorganized we are and how dare him sit there for 15 minutes and no one told him what was going on. F this, F that. And I said, "You know what? The doctor would love to hear all about this. So when you go back there to see him, you just let him know all about this." And so I went to tell my the cardiologist, which is a Christian, the only Christian we have. I said, "Dr. Wessel, guess what? This man used all kind of profanity. I said, I am offended. I am very disturbed. But he doesn't even want the test. So just let you know, when he comes back to you, be prepared." He's like, "I'm so sorry." I was like, "It wasn't your fault." I said, "He just needs Jesus. That's all I got to say." He was dull. He was ugly. He hated life, and he wanted everybody around him to hate life too. But you know what? There's too many people like that. They're all walking around miserable. And honestly, they can't say it's because their aches and pains or their sickness. A lot of these people are totally healthy. They're fine. But they hate themselves. They hate life. They hate everybody around them. So me as a believer, I could have reacted in a very ugly, nasty way. But I just smile and say, "I'm so sorry. Is there anything I can do for you? Can I wash your feet?" I mean, I don't care. I'm not going to react the way he reacts. You know, I'm not going to stoop down to his level. I just say, "Jesus loves you. I'm sorry you're upset. But I'm going to shine." Okay? So we as believers, we need to practice shining. We need the top coat to be applied today. We need to look at our life and say, "You know what? When I was at the red light and that person pulled out in front of me, how did I react? Did I react with some shine? Or did I react with, what could we use? Huh? What would be the opposite of shine? Huh? Dullness. I threw some tar on them or some smoke or something, you know? There's one thing we can be sure of. That there's plenty of needs out there. And the biggest need is they all need Jesus. Okay? So we need to get our spiritual pedicure on. We need to get it. We need to embrace it. And we need to use it to get the word out. Get the word out. The scripture says in Romans 10:15, "How beautiful are the feet of messengers who bring good news." Your feet are beautiful if you are sharing good news. Isaiah says, how beautiful on the mountain are the feet of the messenger who brings good news. The good news of peace. Peace. Put your top coat on. Peace. Salvation. The news that the God of Israel reigns. Okay? You don't need to know every scripture in the Bible to share the good news. All you need to do is share the love that you feel that God has bestowed upon you, that you can bestow on others. Okay? Let's pray. Father God, we are so thankful for today. I'm thankful, God, that you gave me this message. It really spoke to my heart, God, and I know that I love pedicures as much as any other woman or man in here. But I know today I needed a spiritual pedicure. There's places in my heart that are hard and calloused. And I pray, God, that you will cut those things away. I pray, Father God, that you will moisturize me so that I will be more compassionate to the people that I need to share the good news to. I pray, Father God, that I will get my foundation in me so I can get it out. Father God, thank you for convicting me for not studying the word and learning the word like I need to. I need a stronger foundation. I pray, Father God, that you continue to apply the top coat over us, God, so that believers will really start to shine, that the light will be so bright that it cannot be hidden anymore. We need to be set apart. We need to stand out amongst sinners, Lord, unbelievers. I pray, Father God, that everyone will embrace the spiritual pedicure, that they will use each and every step and apply it to their life and allow you to work in their lives, God. I thank you, God, for your word. I thank you, God, for the messages. I pray, Father God, that each and every one of Fellowship Church will get the word out. They will not hold it in anymore. They will not contain it under an umbrella, Lord, but they will let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. I thank you, God, for all that you do and all that you are. In the name of Jesus, amen. So as you go out of here today,